apart. And if your lumber business isn't too damn expensive, I'll buy it.
What's your offer?
Why are you selling out, then?
I'm going to New York.
Well, I'll move in here.
How much can you give me?
I've got to keep some cash to get the business started.
All right, 6,000. If you take my sister into the bargain.
That's a deal.
My father has to stay with me.
And your mother?
She isn't here anymore.
All right.
Why, thank you.
I guess we're going to treat ourselves to a little something.
You joining us, George?
No.
But you'll still be here when we come back.
No.
Goodbye, George.
Have a good look around New York. And you know you can always come back to old Chicago if the going gets too rough.
To be alone, that's a good thing to be. The chaos is spent. And it was the best time.
Ladies and gentlemen, by a knockout, the winner was Jungle of Cities. Written by Bertolt Brecht, translated by Anselm Hollow, and adapted for your listening pleasure by Mark Ravenhill. Your fighters tonight were Paul Ritter as George Garga, Nicholas Woodison as Schlink, Melody Grove as Marie, Kerry Shale as The Worm, Richard Ridings as The Baboon, Tracy Wiles as Jane Larry, Nathan Osgood as John Garga, Buffy Davis as May Garga, Stephen Hogan as Pat Mankey, and David Seddon as The Man. Your director was Jonquil Panting.
And next Sunday night, our Drama on Three is Guy Meredith's play about the operatic differences between Richard Wagner and Giuseppe Verdi, featuring the two composers in imaginary conversations with one another. One Winter's Afternoon, that's at 8:30 next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3. Where it's now approaching 2 minutes past 10, and that means it's time for this week's World Roots with Lucy Duran.
Tonight on World Roots, I'll be looking at some of the latest world music releases with Arwa Haider and John L. Walters. But first, music from the Sahrawi refugee camps in southwest Algeria with tonight's special session guest, the singer Aziza Brahim.
Yeah.
The Sahrawi singer Aziza Brahim with Spanish guitarist Gonzalo Tascon, and they played Marhabna, which is a welcome song. We'll hear more of them later on in the programme with that very special Sahrawi music recorded here in the World Roots studio. But first, I'm joined by Arwa Haider and John L. Walters to look at some of the recent world music releases. First of all, we have a debut album by the young Lebanese singer Yasmin Hamdan. Arwa, so tell us about this album.
Yes, this is the debut album by Yasmin Hamdan, as you say, but it's not strictly speaking her first record. She's had a really interesting career to date, including time in the Beirut electronic duo Soapkills. This album, Yanas, which means O People, arguably is going to bring her to a much bigger audience. But by point of example, before we get into that, let's hear a track where she's covering a classic by the Egyptian legend Muhammad Abdul Wahab. The track is called La Mush, and it translates, the first line translates, says, "No, it's not me that's crying."
لا مش أنا اللي بكي ولا أنا اللي أشكي لو جرى علي هواك ومش أنا اللي أجري وأقول عشان خطري ولا لي حق معاك تبقى أنت هاجرني وأنت اللي ظالمني فاكرني حترجاك أنا قلتها اسمتي وياك وكفاية قلبي انشغل على قلبي خان الأمل وكفاية قلبي انشغل على قلبي خان الأمل وعاوزني أرجع تاني له أرجع لك تاني له
That was La Mouche from the new album, the debut album, by the Paris-based Lebanese singer Yasmin Hamdan. So, John, tell me what you thought of that.
Well, I was really thrilled to get a copy of this album a few weeks ago. I think it's a fantastic debut for a young singer with quite a distinct style, both visual and in the way she sings and the way the record was produced. And the last time I was on this programme with Awa, we were talking about a rather patchy compilation called Golden Beirut, and this was the track that Yasmin was on was one of the standout tracks on that. And I think at the time we said that one of the functions of compilations is just to get something out there and get some activity going, and the good stuff will lead on to something else. And it's thrilling to see that these fairly small beginnings in a much... I mean, it's a stylish but much cruder sounding kind of Arabic electropop has now matured into something that's much more widescreen.
Well, that must have something to do with the production as well, don't you think, Arwa?
Absolutely. It's a good marriage of influences. The producer on this album is Mark Cullen, who scored success in Nouvelle Vague, an outfit that kind of specialise in quite stylish, kitschy cover versions. But he doesn't bring that kind of overstatement to this album. It's sultry, but it's cool at the same time. It has a sort of smouldering soul to it. It's interesting that you said widescreen, of course, John, because that's a nice point in terms of the fact that there are cinematic connections with her music as well. Yasmin happens to be married to Elias Suleiman, the very respected Palestinian filmmaker, who actually has used her former band on his film soundtracks. But another reason why this album, Yanas, I think will cross her work over to broader audiences, apart from that production, which is very easy on the ears, but just edgy enough to kind of intrigue you, is that one of the tracks, another track, an original song by her, Hal, is something she's actually performing in the new Jim Jarmusch film, Only Lovers Left, I think it's called, but she'll actually be appearing in that film, and it's another very seductive, but not contrived in any way, track.
I like the photo of her as well on the cover. She's wonderful looking.
Yeah.
It's an interesting mix of, in a way, almost a kind of traditional torch song approach. You know, just a really good singer with good material, some of it quite old, some of it original. There's a kind of style about it which, in a sense, if you think of Western equivalents of this, we've heard them millions of times over, but we're not so used to hearing this particular very engaging mix of
Middle East, and that Middle Eastern voice and Arabic lyrics with a very kind of accessible and tuneful production.
I think it's extremely accessible. In fact, to me, it's pop music.
It is pop music. It's pop music.
That for me is never any it's never a bad thing.
But it's pop music with a kind of a world root.
Absolutely, is probably the only good pop music left.
Well, Yasmin Hamdan's album Yanas is released on the 27th of May on the Belgian label Crammed Discs. And you can catch her live in central London at Momo's on the 29th of May. And there'll be hopefully a session from her on World on 3 in July. Also out this month is a new album from the Malian singer and guitarist Samba Touré. So, John, tell us about this album.
This is a really beautiful sounding album, very spare and minimal compared to the last one we heard. And a lot of the time you get this very hypnotic kind of sound. This is a track called Fondora, or Leave Our Road, but this stood out to me long before I knew what the lyrics were about, which are really quite extraordinary. Thank you.
fala anoga yel du boreka igar gyo ka chongira al muslim tere may go kar go chak tan de tumbu tu sal muslim tere may go ar go kan tan bok tol blele sudan seria may go ar go ko inda gawo gari seria tambo daske godoti tumutal waliji jangu hinjanda waranje cindi hinjago wanga tambo ktal bilali sudan wodi kursi jembi hano kam ko yoba kata jumbur yogo jentender le muslimi tere yedin her ko e kinwa mahuner fandora Jin wama uner fondora, kam koyo uner fondora, wi koyo uner fondora, je komyo uner fondora, ji koyo uner fondora, ei uner fondora. Yanda ura ho gujar guru bibi baga Kore je wot wor jatu na defo Bara yer fur yer doyo Yer gone bomo kor ko tala hu no yer hine kur Ano yer gabi kur Nda chouna no yer chou Ndal man no yer omega Nda bayre no yer ko no gerse Mais voilà, voilà, y'a le fruit et d'autres. De tchata kottu, kulimbaga kodou hirodo. Voilà, voilà, y'a ma joie y'a banda. Y'a rhabi. Hano gore go ka jumbuerga kargyo go jantan d'yar sal misil mitari. Y'a rcherbundi gyan ko sekoy go ko y'a se dore. Y'a ina bala y'a sekoy ne.
Fondora from the new album Al Bala by Samba Touré, the musician from the north of Mali. Arwa, I could see that you were enjoying that track very much.
Very, very much so. And I had a similar reaction to what you were saying, John, where I was just completely engaged with the warmth and the, you know, this deft, elegant sound that Samba Touré and his band produce. And then once I found out what the lyrics were, kind of knocks you for six.
Don't you think you kind of feel it? I mean, all right, enough suspense. John, tell us what the lyrics are about.
It's this litany of bad people who are told to leave this road. So it's, I say, leave our road. All killers leave our road. Thieves leave our road. Fondora means leave our road. So it's just a list of the different terrible people, the rapists, the drug dealers, the traffickers, and so on. And then later in the song...
Of course, he's referring to the north of Mali, and that's where he's from. I mean, he himself has had to leave the north and take refuge in Bamako.
It makes it very topical and very moving. And
there's some pretty tough lyrics here. I mean, he talks about Timbuktu. Others have attacked Timbuktu, wishing to apply their Sharia rules. They say they want to teach us how to pray. They only bring hatred, violence and sadness.
Well, that's such a universal story, isn't it? I mean, that's a story that could be told in almost any century about any religion,
about any religion.
And
yes,
again,
sadly.
So it's both topical and very contemporary, and it's kind of timeless, both in the music and in the content of the lyrics.
What's interesting is that Arwa, you pointed out to me, actually on the back of the album, it says that Fondora is traditional. But it has new lyrics by Samba Touré.
Right, he brings this fiery pertinence to it. And as you say, I mean, you feel something before you hear the lyrics, but the overall tone of the music is slow burning, and then the lyrics are just so raging and eloquent, but, you know, very fiery.
I think sonically, though, it's also very pleasing. It has a kind of warmth. There is a kind of minimalist sound to it, and then when there is a solo instrument like the suku in the violin in that number, it really kind of punches through. And
that's the wonderful Zumana Tereta, who is just on everybody's albums. You know, he's on Baseku's albums, he's on Umusangare's albums. He's a veteran musician with he's a fabulous performer.
I mean, in terms of veteran legends as well, obviously another name that comes into play here is the late great Ali Farkatore, because whose bluesy, slow burning sound is carried on, but with a very characteristic style as well, by Samba Touré. I think that comes through before you actually even realise that Samba Touré was a protege, as you say, a guitarist in Ali Farkatore's band later in his career.
But he does have his own style,
definitely,
Samba Touré.
Definitely,
he doesn't just sound like a sort of a copy of Ali Farka.
Not at all, no, but I think people who are fans of Ali Farka will lap this up, actually.
Well, Samba Touré's album Al Bala is out now on Glitterbeat Records. Next, we have a CD of the songs of that wonderful Romanian singer Maria Tanase from the 1950s, as performed by a contemporary Romanian artist. So, Arwa, tell us about her.
Berlin-based vocalist Oana Catalina Kitsu draws on her Romanian roots and offers this ardent homage to Maria Tanase on an album called Divine. We're going to listen to the first track on this album, Trenule Mașina Mică. The lyrics just set this brilliant melodramatic tone. They address the train that's spiriting her lover away, and although she's completely devastated by this loss, she's also completely furious, and the lyrics are like, I hope you lose your bolts, I hope you go off the rails. So she's angrier than the average commuter on this track.
Foaie verde și o simică, trenule mașină mică, mărioara lui nenicu măi mă. Trenule mașină mică, unde-l duci pe Ionică, mărioara lui nenicu măi mă. Că mi-l duci și Locolești, din Craiova la Pitești, mărioara lui nenicu măi mă. Și-l dai jos la București, și-l dai jos la București, mărioara lui nenicu măi mă. Thank you.
trenul e mașină mică, unde duci pe Ionică, mărioara lui Nenicu, măi mă. Căldăduși locolești, din Craiova la Pitești, mărioara lui Nenicu, măi mă. Căldăduși locolești, din Craiova la Pitești, mărioara lui Nenicu, măi mă. Și dai jos la București, și dai jos la București, mărioara lui Nenicu, măi mă.
The Romanian singer Oana Catalina Chițu recreating the sound of the wonderful Maria Tanase, who died in 1963. And that was a song, Trenule Mașina Mica. So, John, what is the significance of this album and how does it grab you?
Well, it's very entertaining. It's totally new to me, but I understand it's a centenary of Maria Tanase's birth, which is an excuse or a good reason to revive someone who was very big in her time. She was a kind of Piaf, like figure, cabaret performer, very popular in Romania before the war and also in the 50s.
She was a mega diva of her time, and she was one of the best-known artists from Eastern Europe outside the country.
And, of course, what you get with any diva is a repertoire that embodies the way they perform. So it's a kind of way of continuing that tradition or paying tribute to them, and you've still got the opportunity to do something new with that repertoire. It's an extremely competent band. I mean, this is extremely well-played stuff all through the album. I can appreciate a lot of these elements without necessarily wanting to listen to a whole album or a whole evening of them.
It is very intense music, but I do really like the voice of Oana Catalina Chițu.
Absolutely. She's interesting in that she brings her own approach to it's a very respectful compilation, but it's also, you know, she brings her own approach, which...
But when you say respectful, that makes it sound like it's an academic exercise, but it isn't that at all. I mean, it slightly reminds me of someone like Marisa doing the songs of the great fado singer Amalia Rodriguez,
the
woman from the 1940s and 50s, who was a contemporary of Maria Tanase, actually.
Oh, that's a good, good comparison. And also the settings, the arrangements are very boisterous.
Some of them are more restrained than the originals. I mean, I think that is a strength of the album in a way. They made the pacing a little bit uneven for me, but I did really enjoy the record overall. And it's interesting that you mentioned Marisa. For me, some of the delivery reminded me actually of Uta Lempa, rather than that, which is no bad thing for me, but just in terms of the cabaret. I did sometimes find myself hankering for the bombast and the floridness of Maria Tanase's originals, but that's just because I think if you're a diva, you kind of should forget about the restraint.
And I must add that if you're into it, there's some great cymbalom playing on other tracks on this album.
Which is always a commentation.
Absolutely. Any track with a cymbalom is good for me.
It's good for you. Well, Divine by Oana Catalina Chițu is out on the 3rd of June on the German label Asphalt Tango. Actually, having said that, tango is a sort of a... You feel a sort of a tango element in
Absolutely.
That album.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's about the strident numbers, for sure.
Well, you definitely don't feel any tango at all in our final album, which is by Jupiter and Oques International, From the Streets of Kinshasa. So, John, tell us about this one.
Well, this is a band led by Jupiter Mekonji, which I think has been tearing it up on the live circuit for a couple of years, and this album's finally come out and it sounds terrific. This is not typical, but in fact it's a very varied and listenable album. This is heading off in a reggae direction, and it's called Moana Yokatoli.
Cielo baka makambo ya bosala yeye mwana yo kakatolia baboti
solo ca cielo ba kama kambo ya bossa ye 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 mwana yokaka yokaka nganga ngudi sema kote fela kombola kabatoi bombo kotoi matei mangongi afole kole afole kole di le loto suki wa pie.
Congolese artist Jupiter and Oques International, someone who's really been making waves in the last couple of years. And that was his track Mwana Yokatoli from the album Hotel Universe, or Hotel Univers, I guess, if you were saying it in French. And it's such a varied album, isn't it, Arwa?
It really is in terms of themes and in terms of styles. The lyrics on the track that you've chosen are really interesting because rather than the traditional, you know, youth pay heed to your elders,
it reverses it.
It completely reverses it, and it's you know, make your own decisions. They've made such a mess. You've got
At our elders. Yeah. What a mess they made with ruling our country. He says
absolutely, and I mean also that this track bristles with a sort of self-belief or a call for self-belief that I think infuses the whole album and makes it a lot of fun. As you also said, John, the band's live prowess has really won them fans and created a buzz in Britain. Last summer, they were one of the very memorable highlights on the Africa Express train tour. I think they channel at least some of that live energy into the record, which is a very, very good thing.
Jupiter is a musician who's been living on the streets for 25 years, apparently. So, and you feel that in his music, it's extremely eclectic. It's so many different styles.
It's very eclectic, but it's very accomplished. The way he puts things together, I think it really beats the pants off a lot of European bands in terms of just giving people a good time and then adding a bit of substance. There's a great track about his childhood in East Berlin. His father was a diplomat, and there's a thing about, you know, a little black boy being allowed to cross the wall when the white kids couldn't.
Yeah.
A lot of it does relate directly to the Congo and Kinshasa. Mm. I think he has a grip on universal themes that makes this go beyond being about a particular situation at a particular time, much as we were talking about with Samba Touré.
Hotel Universe by Jupiter and Oquest International is out on the 20th of May on Out Here Records. And if you're lucky enough to have tickets for Glastonbury, you can catch them there live. Well, many thanks to both of you, our reviewers, Awa Haider and John L. Walters.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as ever, you can find full details of all the music featured on World Roots on the Radio 3 website. But now, back to this week's session. Sahrawi singer Aziza Brahim was in the UK a couple of weeks ago, and we were delighted that she could join us in the World Roots studio with guitarist Gonzalo Tascon and also with her trusted tabal, the kettle drum. So here she is with Mashair. That is the quintessential sound of the Sahara, of the Sahrawi people. We heard the wonderful voice of Aziza Brahim playing the tabal, the kettle drum, and she was accompanied on guitar by Gonzalo Ordaz Tascon. They're over here for a short visit, brought over by the charity Sandblast, and with us to translate is Violeta Ruano Posada, who also works for Sandblast. So, Aziza, I'm really happy that you're here on World Roots. You're a voice that has stayed in my heart ever since I first heard you back in 1998 when I went to the Sahrawi camps where you're from. This music that we just heard, Mashair, this is your composition, but how much of it draws on old Sahrawi traditions?
Aziza is really happy to be here today. For her, it's such a pleasure to be here with Lucy because she follows her work and follows her program in the BBC. And Mashair means feeling. And for her, it's a very important, for Aziza, it's a very important song because it talks about something that is essential for the Sahrawi people, which is their feelings, their internal feelings, which for them are very difficult to externalize. And it is based on traditional rhythm, on a traditional Sahrawi rhythm called Agarran. And Aziza composed it in the camps when she was there recording for the movie Wilaya, which was released last year.
Aziza, you've been living in Spain since 2000, but you grew up in the refugee camps in southwest Algeria, where the Sahrawis have been in exile. What was growing up in the camps like for you, and how much music were you able to play?
Bueno, sí, yo nací en los campos de refugiados y de hecho yo crecí...
Aziza grew up in the Sahrawi refugee camps in southwest Algeria, but she grew up thinking that that was her land. And it was only just before leaving to study in Cuba, when she was quite young, that her family started to explain her what they were doing in that land and the refugee camps and what it meant to be a refugee and about their homeland, Western Sahara. And at the beginning, she felt really in shock. But with time, she started realizing how much her family have given for the cause. And she thought that she could also be giving for the cause and doing something for her people.
So what about the music? Tell me about the music.
Luego sobre la música, yo soy de una familia de...
Well, Aziza comes from a family of artists, and especially her grandmother is one of the most important poetesses in the Sahara. And she learned music with her family, and especially going around with her grandmother and putting music to her poems. And she used to like going to perform the Medeh on Fridays, which is the Medeh is the spiritual music to the Prophet. And she learned a lot from her grandmother and from those experiences of just adding music to her beautiful poems.
Aziza, I would love to be able to talk with you just about your music and just find out more about the Medeh, these religious songs, or to ask you about the tabal. But it's impossible to talk about Sahrawi music or about your music without putting it in the context of the fact that the Sahrawi people, your people, are in exile. What role does music play in expressing your cause?
Sí, es verdad que es imposible hablar de la música sin hablar de...
She says that it is true that it's impossible to talk about the music without talking about the Sahrawi people and the cause. And for them, music is very, very important because it's what they have left today is to be able to defend themselves through the word. Sahrawi music is very influenced by the suffering of their people. She mentions a story about her dad, that she always thought her dad was at war during the 16 years of war. And it turned out that her dad had never left the territory that Morocco occupied in between Morocco and Mauritania. Another thing that she mentions is that history is completely linked to music, and they tell history through the music. And today, what they see music is a vindication tool. They talk about what's happening through the music and through the word.
So introduce your next piece of music, please, Aziza.
Hamid Rabbi es una canción que trata sobre...
Hamid Rabbi means God willing. And it's a song that talks about getting the two sides of the Sahrawi conflict together. This song just talks about the wish that Aziza has for the families to get together again in the future.
Thank you.
Hamid Rabi, which means God willing, sung by Aziza Brahim, who's here in the World Roots studio with us, together with her guitarist Gonzalo Ordaz Tascon. And Aziza was playing that wonderful kettle drum, the tabal, the typical instrument of the Sahrawi people. One thing that always strikes me about Sahrawi music, Aziza, is it's very beautiful and you have a very special sound to your voice, and the tabal is very special, but you also have the electric guitar. How much are you listening to other kinds of music and bringing in other styles of music?
Sí, es verdad, pero es verdad que los instrumentos que...
She agrees that traditional Sahrawi instruments are very, very beautiful. She talks about the acoustic guitar that has been used in Sahrawi music for many years now, but she also mentions the tidinit, which is a small four-string lute, and the nefara, a little flute, and of course the tabal drum, which is very, very special and very characteristic of Sahrawi music. Actually, the electric guitar has been used in Sahrawi music since the beginning of the refugee camps. That's already 38 years ago. And she uses it a lot because she really likes the sound that it adds to her music. But she's probably influenced by her time spent in Cuba and by Latin music, and of course by the fact that she lives now in Spain and spends time with different musicians from around the world there. But she wants to emphasize that she never forgets her roots. For her, her roots are very, very important, and she always tries to compose her music around the Sahrawi sound and her African roots.
Talking of your African roots, I've sometimes heard Sahrawi music described as being on the crossroads between Arab music and African music. Which way do you think the balance goes? Is it more Arab? Is it more African?
She
feels that Sahrawi music is more inclined to African music, even though they have influences from Arabic music and also Berber music.
So, for example, I mean, just to the south of you is Mali. What do you relate to Malian music?
Sí, sí. Y de hecho, que claro, la cultura de...
Yes, she likes it very much. She says that... the Hassani culture, which is from where the Sahrawis come from the land of Trabalbaydan, which is a piece of land that encompasses Mauritania and parts of Algeria, Mali, the Western Sahara, of course, and even parts of Senegal, are really related musically to each other. And she really, really loves Malian music, and she feels really connected to different Malian musicians that she listens to often.
And what about the blues? Because sometimes people say that Sahrawi music and all music from the Sahara has a very strong connection with the blues. Do you feel that connection?
Sí, la comparto. Y de hecho,
she shares that completely. She thinks that the blues is a legitimate child of Africa, and also it's a way of expressing sorrow and longing, which is very special, very, very important also for the Sahrawis.
So will you play us a blues then? Will you play us a Sahrawi blues, Aziza? What will it be?
Yes, she's going to play Yarab, which is a traditional religious Sahrawi song from the culture of the Hassani. And it's a praise song. It's almost like a confession. And she mentions that it's a song that Maluma from Mauritania used to sing a lot, and it's an artist that Aziza really likes, so she wanted to do her own version of the song.
Aziza Brahim, thank you so much. And Violeta Ruano Posada, thank you for translating. We'll now hear Aziza Brahim in the World Roots studio, ending this wonderful session of Sahrawi music. Together with the guitarist Gonzalo Ordaz Tascon, they'll be playing the Sahrawi blues Yarab.
سيد للعالمين أذل ذليل وجه كحيل أذل ذليل على العباد
Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Martin Webb. And for the next 2 weeks, Lucy Duran will be reporting from Equatorial Guinea. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. There's music through the night with me, John Shea, from 12:30, starting with Bach's B minor Mass from last summer's Proms. But now at 11, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup, coming from Derry, Londonderry, for a very special recording as part of this year's City of Derry Jazz and Big Band Festival and celebrating Derry's title as the UK City of Culture 2013. We're definitely contributing to Derry's cultural festivities with BBC broadcaster and trumpeter Lindley Hamilton, with his sextet featuring the wonderful American vocalist Dana Masters. We've got BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist Trish Clues and her quintet featuring the wonderful pianist Gwilym Simcock, plus another one of my Irish broadcasting colleagues, Walter Love. So let's get straight on with the music of Trish Clues. Chris Montague's on the guitar, Gwilym Simcock on the piano, Callum Gawley's on the bass, James Madras on the drums, Trish Clues is on tenor. Please welcome Trish Clues Quintet.